In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Welcome back, my friends, to Common Prayer. I am Kathy B., and it's Tuesday, day 24 of our journey through the season of Lent. And we are glad that you're here. I thought it might be helpful to remind us of why we're doing these reflections in this season, because it's not to prove that we can sacrifice and endure this 40 days for Jesus' sake, or just to have our hearts ready for Easter Sunday, although that's important. Our purpose and our hope in this season is that we'll allow our lives to be transformed by the many ways that we encounter God and allow Him to challenge us, to confront us, and to comfort us. The hope of Lent is found in what God does in and around us, and it's a time to discover in a brand new way the extraordinary in the ordinary, and to even be surprised by God when we least expect it. We hope and pray that each of us will give a new, holy attention to the activities of our ordinary lives every day. So that's why we're here, friends, to encounter God and His Son Jesus and allow Him to transform us. Our word for today is probably not what you'd something that you would expect. It's most likely our shortest word, for sure, and it's the word but, B-U-T, and it's found in our scripture verse, the familiar John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will never perish, but have eternal life. I invite you to take a minute right now to ask the Lord to quiet and to center your heart and your mind on Him, to hear what He has for you today, and to pay fresh attention to this little but important word, but. Let's start that time now. I once heard a TV talk show host say this about the word but. But is a powerful word. It means to forget everything I just said, because now I'm going to tell you what I really mean. When you use the word but, the words that follow are the words that are remembered. And if you were paying attention in your high school English class, or classes, you probably learned that but is a conjunction or a connecting word that is used to introduce something that contrasts with what has already been mentioned. It can mean on the contrary or yet. It can also mean except, unless, or without the circumstances that. And our scripture says, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will never perish, but have eternal life. It goes on in verse 17 and says, for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. And just to give you a further example of some significant buts in Scripture, Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." 1 Corinthians 13:6 says, "Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth." 1 John 4:18 says, "There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." And just a couple more. Acts 3:15 says, "You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead." Matthew 19:26, Jesus is speaking and says, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." So you get the picture. Our word and how it's used reminds us that a word doesn't have to be long to be important. But is a really short word, but it's essential in really grasping the hopeful message of the gospel, of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. And in fact, it almost sums up what these two days are about. Trevor Hudson, the author of Pauses for Lent, notes, "God knows that there is a Good Friday side to life. We sin, we hurt one another, and we die. All parts of the failing and futile reality we live in. If they were the only parts, and if sin and death had the final word, life wouldn't even be worth living. But we also can experience an Easter side to life. God in no way abandons us to the grave. His care and his love are so great that God comes to us in Jesus Christ so that those who simply believe in him will not perish, but share in the undying life that God graciously gives." I love how the Passion Translation translates our verse. It says, "For this is how much God loved the world. He gave his one and only unique Son as a gift. So now everyone who believes in him will never perish." And I was thinking, he could have left it there. And maybe we could, I don't know, live in a perpetual state of purgatory. But no, there's a very significant but. The amazing alternative of experiencing everlasting life. Let's just take a few moments right now and thank God for the but that is here. And let's acknowledge and thank him that there is a Good Friday side to life, but there is an Easter side, and it is real, and it's coming. I heard one preacher say, "It's Friday, but Sunday is coming." Hallelujah. For our daily practice, here's what I want to suggest that you do. Pay special attention today to every time you use the word but. Maybe speaking in a sentence, or emailing someone, texting. Pay attention also to when you hear someone else use it, more than you normally would. And ask God to remind you of God's gift of love and eternal life. Amen. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.